Nathan, you've had a few days to reflect on the Blackpool result. How do you take that a few days on now?
It was disappointing not to win the game, obviously, but like I said, I'm in the same position with one less game, so it wasn't the worst result in the world. Obviously, Blackpool won, they would have gone above us, which would have been bad. So it's as you were, really, with a game less.
How are the nerves at this stage with two games to go, bearing in mind that you're above the dotted line as it stands, but when you play on Monday, things could be very different, couldn't they?
Yeah, they could, yeah, but that could work in our favour because we know what we need to do on Monday if results go our way. And like I said, not much nerves around, really. I think the lads are enjoying it, really. Usually, on the other end of the table, Fleetwood over the years, so it's a different challenge for the club and the players, and it's got to stand up and show character. Like I said, Saturday, even though we're not playing, it's a massive day for the club. I think we're going to play in Blackpool. I think they can clinch promotion on that day, so that's a good incentive for them. And so I'm not so sure if Shrewsbury are playing, but like I said, come Monday, we know what we need to do, and hopefully go out there and do it. A lot of teams wrote Doncaster off, but they got a good win against Wigan, and they won against Coventry as well, so they're back in the mix. They need to win the final two games to have any chance, and like I said, if we win on Monday, it could be all over for them too.
Your gaffer talks a lot about having a positive mentality in around the group. Is that the case?
Yeah, definitely everyone's positive. I think we're going to survive. Like I said, we've got a game on Monday, so if results go our way Saturday, we know what to do. So we might put a different lineup, attacking team, defensive team, I don't know. But like I said, the results go our way, and we're very positive at the moment, and hopefully get over the finish line.
It's been the same starting 11 for the last five games. Do you think fatigue plays a part in that at all?
It can do, yeah. We played three games last week, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday. But like I said, we've got extra days rest now because we played on the Monday, which will benefit us, and so the lads can get fresh and ready for the game.
You had a long trip to Millwall last week, didn't you?
Yeah, that was, I think we got home about 4:30 a.m. in the morning. Had the day off and trained the next day, so took a few lads to recover from that.
So, as it stands, survival is in your own hands. Win the next two games, you remain in the league. What do you think you need to do? Obviously, win the games. What do you need to do? What do you need to see from your side in order to stay up?
I just need to show our character and be solid at the back and, like I said, in front of goal, take our chances. And we've got quality all the way through the squad, so I'm sure we're going to do that.
And a big milestone coming up for yourself personally on Monday?
Yeah, if selected, I've become the all-time appearance record for Fleetwood Town. Been here that long, I've had plenty of highlights. Going full-time with the club, that was an important moment for me because I had to give up my day job, take my chance going full-time football. But over the years, I've had many memorable games. I like the game at Portsmouth. Where, like, that's like, I used to watch Portsmouth in the Premier League, and then next minute you go in there and it's like, that's the first real crowd I played in front of, like 17,000, 18,000. And obviously, you got your Sheffield United away, but I'm from Preston. I played Preston North End at Deepdale. I was 2-0 up at half-time, was enjoying it up till half-time, but we ended up losing 3-2. Memorable, obviously. Wembley, the most memorable. We used to train on the park next to the stadium, so you used to come out with a bit of dog stuff on you sometimes. Depends what it was. You used to bring your own training kit, but the club's gone on leaps and bounds, and I've been there all the way with it, and it's just been a good journey for us. I used to be a delivery driver, driving lorries, like, delivering flour, stuff like that, sugar. To bakers, but it was an early start because obviously bakers got to get up and bake. So I was starting at 4 a.m. in the morning and coming to training at night. I don't really bother what people think, really. I know I'm confident in my own ability. There's always going to be doubters, even at every level, there's doubters. You'll probably get doubters next season, you can't do this, you can't do that, but just come and watch me on a Saturday and you can make your own mind up, can't you? It will be a proud moment, but like I said, there's other issues on our mind for the club, and that's to win the game and stay in the league.
It might be something that you reflect on, you know, after this season, or maybe when you've retired, but it is a huge deal.
Yeah, definitely, but I don't really want to take anything away from the team at this moment. The focus should be on the team and survival in League One, and then once we're safe, I can look back and on my achievement, but I'm not really thinking about that at the moment. I just want to win the games and get survival.
What are you going to be doing on Saturday when all the other teams are playing?
We'll be training Saturday, then after training I'll probably just keep my eye on Jeff Stelling on the TV and hopefully the results go our way.
Walsall on Monday, third as it stands, very much pushing for automatic promotion, but they are guaranteed a playoff place. What are you expecting from them?
I'm expecting a tough game, very good passing side. Beat us up there, plays in the FA Cup, and we got a draw at our place not so long ago. I think Bradshaw's back now, he scored as well, I think, the other night, so he's a real goal threat. We've got a lot of good players, but I'm expecting a tough game, but it's definitely a winnable game.
Yeah, Bradshaw's got 15 goals for the season. He's obviously hoping to add to that. What do you need to do to keep him quiet?
Oh, I was going to say kicking, but you can't really do that. No, I just have to marshal him. It's not just him. They've got other key players. If you concentrate on one player, they've got that many good players. Other players will pop up, but no extra treatment for him. Just be aware because he's a very clever player.
going to be quite a different contest to the Blackpool one as well. It was fairly cagey, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely, because we didn't want to lose because Blackpool would take over, and then Blackpool couldn't afford to lose as it basically over for them, really. So it was a cagey game, but like I said, knowing the results on Saturday, this game could be a lot different for both sides.
Two games left, two cup finals. Can you do it?
Yeah, definitely.